to 8. Bob Woodward, the veteran US reporter who brought down Richard Nixon, has a new book. It's called War. It's on the presidency of Joe Biden mainly, but more importantly, perhaps, it's about Donald Trump as well and his behaviour and his fitness for office, or lack of such fitness, as Bob Woodward has been telling me.
He doesn't understand the presidency and its responsibilities. Once I asked him, what's the job of the president? He said, to protect the people. If you see when he was president, he did the exact opposite. He does not have a team he works with. He just picks people up, drops them. When he was president, he had 5 secretaries of defense. There are hangers-on, there are people who come and go, but there's no substantial voice, and his own voice just is not substantial because it goes one way and then the other.
What do you say to those who say those weaknesses that you have outlined are also, in a sense, his strengths and the thing that attracts him to a lot of people?
Well, people may be attracted to it, but you can't run the country that way. When he was president, that last year of his presidency was the year of the coronavirus, and his handling of it was a moral felony. I remember asking Trump once, well, have you talked to Fauci, Dr. Fauci, the infectious disease chief? Trump says, well, this is a busy White House. We don't have time.
Let me ask you this then. How much trouble is the world in if he wins?
I think the United States is in immense trouble, and clearly the world is. A president needs to find a way to discover the national interest. What does the country need? Trump cannot separate that national interest from his self-interest.
What a lot of his supporters say, his weaknesses are also his strengths, and in a sense also the things that attract him to people politically. Is any of that a fair point to make, do you think?
Well, of course it is for lots of people. The pyrotechnics of Trump. I got to know him very well, talking to him for hours, and he can be charming. But being president is an organizational problem, not a charm problem.
But what a commentary, Bob, when you think of the American political class who you've reported on down the years. What a commentary on them, that they can't convince the American people of what you've just told us.
Trump has captured the Republican Party, and so people are marching to him, and he's marching the country and the Republican Party off a cliff.
So what happens to us all if he's elected?
Joe Biden has said publicly he doesn't think there's going to be a peaceful transfer of power. Particularly if Trump loses, he's got those supporters who may turn to other means, as has happened before.
That was Bob Woodward. What Trump's supporters say is that all of this is hysteria, essentially. I've been talking to Sam Nunberg, political advisor to the 2016 Trump presidential campaign, to get his reaction. First, to the idea that Donald Trump doesn't really understand the presidency, the roles and responsibilities of being president of the United States.
Look, when I worked for